Hello, my name is Hasan Sorels, and this is the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast, Shorts. There's no co-host on these Shorts episodes. These are now around 6 to 8 minute long observations, ideas, thoughts, or rants about the literature, philosophy, psychology, and yes, even the theology of leadership. Because listening to me talk about leadership for now around 6 to 8 minutes is still better than reading and trying to understand yet another business book. Especially that business book that, that Walmart and Target are pulping because it didn't sell as many copies as they thought it would. One cannot possess competency without possessing character as well. The reason for the decline of customer service in many organizations in our country today has little to do with the presence of technology that renders the decision to perform carelessly consequenceless. The reason that there is a lack of customer service is that one of the knock-on effects of the technologies that provide instant gratification on almost everything is the effect of a lack of commitment to other people. Or at least such a lack is less penalized than it ever has been before. To be committed to another human being, particularly to another human being who you may never see again outside of a brief transactional interaction, is that one must possess the strength of character to delay the instant gratification that comes from not caring. Such a commitment, and it is a commitment, requires deciding to stick to the decision to engage with that other human being regardless of outcomes, circumstances, or changes that might occur in an unknown future, even if that future is as brief as a few seconds from now. In other words, to develop the competency to provide customer service in a way that matters to other people is to grow the character of caring about that other person as a human being. And why would anyone commit to that level of character if they're not making money while doing it? Well, it is the responsibility of leaders to explain to the people they lead how such a commitment reverberates inevitably across time, to tell them a story about the practical need to care about others, to do well, and to commit to the growth of character, their own and the other party in the transactional interaction, across time. Storytelling for leaders, when considered in such a context, becomes less about inspiring people to a shared vision and more about inspiring people to take up the mundane. Storytelling for leaders in this context is less about persuasion and convincing and more about ameliorating the tendency of people in groups to revert to the easy mean to achieve a lowered average just to get along with the rest of the group. If you're a leader and you want to save our customer service, what do you have to do? Well, you have to tell a more comprehensive story than the one, the transactional one, you might have gotten away with all the years hence. And well, that's it for me. Listen and subscribe to the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast on all the major podcast players that you listen to podcasts on, including iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and even Spotify. And please leave a 5-star review if you like the show. We need those reviews to grow, and it's the easiest way to make sure that this show gets into the ears of the leaders who need to hear it. And of course, tell all your friends. If you want to get started on the leadership path, HSCT Publishing's products and services can help your team do that. Check out our training webinars, coaching services, and more at leadershiptoolbox.us. We also have a video-based subscription service that's software as a service that can help your team become better at the individual level. 60 modules and over 100 hours of video and written content for you at leadingkeys.com. That's leadingkeys.com. We've also got books that will help you and your team grow. Pick up a copy today of My Boss Doesn't Care, 100 essays on disrupting your workplace by disrupting your boss, and subscribe to the Little Red Podcast I launched earlier this year with the same name as that little red book. My most recent book is 12 Rules for Leaders, The Foundation of Intentional Leadership. Co-written with contributions from Bradley Madigan, this is the book for right now that was written for leaders right now. Pick up a copy by heading over to 12rulesleadersbook.com/now. That's 12rulesleadersbook.com/now. You pay for shipping, and you'll get a copy of my second book as well. Finally, you can get all these books in paperback, hardcover, or as ebooks on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, and any other place online you order books. Finally, HSCT Publishing is on YouTube. Like and subscribe to the video version of the Leadership Lessons for the Great Books podcast on the HSCT Publishing channel on YouTube. Just search for HSCT Publishing and hit the subscribe button. You'll get our weekly video updates, which is the video version of this podcast. And, of course, you're going to want to subscribe to my other podcast. That's right, I do more than one. The Haysan Sorrells Presents audio experience, where I talk more casually with a broader range of people about all matters that matter in the world today, from arts all the way to analytics. All right, that's it for me.